I'll put up sample P activities. Not for these are compared to this. Date is 10/17/2022. Dictation is for Miss Connie Baldwin. Baldwin spells B-A-L-D-W-I-N. Connie spells C-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 12/11/1959. 62-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Here for follow-up for this condition, the medication refill period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogy were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports epigastric pain. She described as burning, worse when she lays down. Better if she sits up, some, say, sometimes gets worse with certain foods. Period. Next paragraph. She states that she in the past that she has had a history of opioid correction, history of H. pylori, and symptoms are similar, and says she would like to be tested for H. pylori again today, period. Next paragraph. The physical exam, she's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure 138/75, pulse 91, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. She has peripheral edema, 2+ spitting edema. This is chronic. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding. She has tenderness in the epigastric region. Negative Murphy sign. Correction. Please remove Murphy sign. I did not do a Murphy sign. Negative rebound, negative guarding. Abdomen is mildly bloated, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert-oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is GERD. Number 2, correction in parentheses, H. pylori suspected. Assessment number 2 is opioid use disorder. Number 3 is medication refill. Next paragraph, patient's medication will refill the following. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She will take 1 film SL. Daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, pantoprazole 20 milligrams. She will take 1 POQHS for 90 days, number 90. Correction for 30 days. Number 30. This medication is 20 milligrams, not 40. 20 milligrams. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done clearing today. Drug screen revealed negative for all unauthorized substances, but positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.